Mark Levin today at 3. John Carlson right now on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
So over the weekend, you had all the Republican state chairmen and chairwomen throughout America meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina. They weren't there to watch NASCAR. They were there to talk about the future of their party and how to regroup and recover and renew their party so they can restore their credibility with the American electorate. Bobby Jindal, the very popular governor, Republican governor of Louisiana, had this to say.
We've got to stop being the stupid party. And I'm serious, it's time for a new Republican Party that talks like adults. It's time for us to articulate our plans and our visions for America in real terms. It's no secret we had a number of Republicans that damaged the brand this year with offensive and bizarre comments. I'm here to say we've had enough of that.
All right, again, that's Bobby Jindal. Republicans here in Washington State were assembling at Ocean Shores over the weekend, the Roanoke Conference, which I attended and emceed, along with people like Rob McKenna, Bob Herbold from Microsoft. You heard about a lot of legislators, members of Congress, Dave Ryker, Jamie Herrera Butler. And wouldn't you know, as soon as he was done in North Carolina, Kirby Wilbur ran to Ocean Shores and was also at the Roanoke Conference. So, from coast to coast, ladies and gentlemen, the state Republican chairman, Kirby Wilbur. How you doing, Kirby?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, can you do me a favor before we start? There, and I assume that she's listening to you. There is a woman driving southbound on 405 in a mid-90s Explorer, driving without her lights on. She's in her 30s, long blonde hair. I drove by and looked at her. Ma'am, turn your lights on. It's really dangerous to be out here at night without your lights. So anyway, thanks, John. Safety tip.
Yes. Thank goodness you were polite enough to look at that woman with the long blonde hair and try to make sure.
I drove by. She had her window open, so I rolled down my window and paralleled her across. And said, turn on your lights. She didn't hear me. So anyway.
All right. Well, listen.
It's dangerous. So anyway, yes, coast to coast this weekend.
Okay. So let me ask you, because you've been around when the Republican Party is actually taking bigger hits than they did in the 2012 election. You
Absolutely.
Remember the 1976 election when Jimmy Carter beat Gerald Ford, and the second drubbing the Republicans took after the Watergate scandal, and some people thought about just creating a whole new political party. Then there was 1992 the Clinton landslide, the year of the woman. You know, we got Governor Lowry, got Patty Murray, massive majorities of Democrats in both the congressional delegation and the legislature. And 2 years later, boom, you know, correction. It went the other way.
Right.
So how you feeling in 2013, Kirby?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, John. I'll tell you why. I think I was there when Governor Jindal spoke to us Thursday night. And I think what he was trying to say was that, you know, we've got the right message. We just don't present it the right way. We talk about growth and opportunity, and our principles are time-tested and time-honored. And we know what, you know, we know they work. We know the idea of low taxes and a tax policy that promotes growth. We know that the market works. We know these things bring prosperity. But we all too often, talk doom and gloom. We all too often say, well, look at this problem. If we don't solve it, the country's over. We've got to deal with it. Then we have candidates who make really dumb remarks, like legitimate rape, and we don't present ourselves the right way. We don't talk about the American dream and growth and prosperity. And he also told us that what we need to look at is we have 30 Republican governors. And if we look at the states like Louisiana, Virginia, and Michigan, and Wisconsin, where the innovation is happening, where we're dealing with issues like education reform and government reform, and we're coming up with solutions. And the economy, you compare the economy in Republican-led states, the economy in Democrat-led states, compare Wisconsin or Virginia or Florida or Texas to a state like California or New York. And the states and laboratories where we are being innovative and successful. And he point out that we control most of the state legislatures. We are doing okay as a party. Yes, we lost to President Obama. We got 48% of the vote. We still control the House. We control most states. And we need to talk about the things that work, what we're doing on the state level that works, and promote a positive agenda to explain to the American people what we believe in and why it'll affect them in a positive way.
You know, it's very interesting. As you point out, there are 30 Republican governors. There are 25 states where you have a Republican governor and a Republican legislature.
Yep.
There are only 13 states where you have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature.
Yep.
And yet we're told the Republican Party is a party in crisis. Is the Republican Party in crisis in America or just in Washington, D.C.?
That's a good point, John. I think it's Washington, D.C., because if you go and look at governors like Walker, you look at governors like Kasich, you look at governors like McDonnell, and you look at governors like Perry, you look at what they've done, what they've achieved, and you look at the economies in those states, you look at their approval ratings, and compare them to a Cuomo or a Brown, or I don't remember the name of the guy in Illinois that just was reported as the worst fiscal state in the country.
It's Governor Quinn there.
Governor Quinn, right, there you go. And you look at them, compare the records, what we do works, but we have a D.C. crisis where we have a lack of leadership, I think, in D.C. because we have so many chiefs. You know, in the state of Wisconsin, you've got one chief, Governor Walker with the Republican legislature. In Texas, you've got one chief, Governor Perry. And you've got a different face of the party. In Washington, you've got, you know, committee chairman, and you've got consultants, you've got party people, you've got John Boehner, you've got his whips, you've got all the leadership.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell, you've got people who want to be president, sure.
Right. So look at the state level and see what we're doing. And what we need to do is take the lessons of what we learned at the state level and bring them to the federal level and show how our principles work. What we believe in works. And, you know, look where the migration is going, John. What states are losing population? What states are gaining population? People are leaving the decrepit states of California,
no, they are.
And Illinois, and New York.
Yes.
And they're going south. They're going to Texas. They're going to Florida. They're going to
Arizona. They're even coming to Washington State. Which is governed far more conservatively than
that's
California.
Right. Absolutely. So this is what Bobby was saying. I think this was, we got a sense in Charlotte. And I think you saw some of it in Roanoke, John. By the way, you did a great job as MC. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's very conference. But I think you see in Roanoke where we've got to start talking about what we believe in, how we apply it, how successful it's been, and what it means to the average American. We didn't do that. No more talk about 47%. Our message applies to all Americans, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're Latino or black or gay or female or old or young. When we talk about prosperity of the American dream, that applies to all Americans. It's not a color-focused message. It's not an ethnic-focused message. And we've got to get off this idea, I think, of treating people as special interest groups because of their ethnicity or their gender. And let's talk about an American solution.
So tell me,
Bobby was talking about that as well.
Mm-hmm. So tell me why the Republicans had the kind of trouble they had with the Asian vote. The Asian vote has gone from being, you know, more than 50% Republican, right, 16 years ago to 30% Republican.
Sure. Well, John, you know, you look at who our presidential candidates have been, and they have been the communicator. And it's unfair sometimes to uphold them against the image of Reagan and what Reagan was able to accomplish, because you don't get Ronald Reagan every 4 years. But in terms of articulating a message, in terms of talking about what we believe in, I think both John McCain and Mitt Romney fell very short. Even George Bush was able to articulate a vision of the Republican Party that appealed to Hispanics and Asians. You look at the percentage of the votes we got in 2000-2004, much higher than they were in 08 and 12. Since 04, we've had a pretty divisive immigration debate. We've had other things go on. We've lost our ability to communicate. We just haven't performed like we should. The message hasn't changed. It's how we present the message. And this is key. This is what Chairman Priebus talked about in Charlotte, why he got reelected, because we understand that, you know, we have to change. The slogan in Charlotte was renew, grow, and win. He's appointed a committee to sit down and say, what went wrong in 12? How do we improve? And when you talk to the other state chairman, the other state leadership, we're committed to doing this change. We're committed.
Yeah,
we understand what went wrong.
Yeah, let me give an example, two examples of just that. The Republican Senate candidate in Missouri and the one in Indiana,
correct,
both of them got tripped up with this whole issue of women, rape, pregnancy, and abortion.
That's right.
And, I mean, Congressman Aiken in particular suggesting that a woman's body can fend off an unwanted pregnancy from a rape.
And a legitimate rape, John, legitimate rape.
That's right, from a legitimate rape. And they weren't punished by voters for being pro-life. They were punished by voters for having astonishingly offensive remarks on the issue that are grossly insensitive on the issue of
Jindal talked about being a happy warrior, and we have to approach these things with optimism and with a sense that we can achieve these things, a sense of being together, the happy warrior. When you start talking about legitimate rape and women's bodies fending off a rape and pregnancy in case, that's not a happy warrior. That's so in the weeds. Candidates shouldn't even be talking about that.
Yeah,
and they got tripped up. And John, they're there to trip you up. The media is not the friend of the Republican Party. A lot of people go back. They're thinking, oh, if I'm nice to them, they'll deal with me fairly. The national media is not your friend, and they're looking for chances to trip you up. And when you fall in the trap, they snap it, and you lose. And again, it's not for being pro-life. It's for being stupid.
Yeah, well, here's my rule for candidates on the abortion issue. Everybody knows someone close to them, whether it's a relative or a friend. Everybody knows someone who has a different view on abortion.
Yep.
The next time you're talking about the issue of abortion, pretend that that person is standing 3 feet in front of you. The person you care about, you like, you love, you're related to, who has a different view on abortion. The next time you're holding forth on the issue, especially when you're feeling the blood pressure start to rise, pretend that person that you disagree with but care about is standing right in front of you. And you probably won't say something really dumb.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. No, it is. And it's just, plus, I think sometimes we do a poor job of briefing our candidates. Sometimes I think we do a poor job of working with them on communication. Because it's all in the communication, John. You know that. You're in the business.
Yep.
I was in the business.
Sure.
It's how you say things. Not what you say, but how you say it that counts so much.
No, I think that the way you say something conveys how you feel, not just about the subject, but about the person you're talking to.
Good point. Great point. You're right.
And
we haven't learned that. And that's why Bobby said the stupid party. We just haven't learned how to communicate. We're right on these issues. And we can show in history, and we can show in current day America, that our policies work. Just look at the states where that are prospering right now, and these things work. But we have to learn how to communicate better. Don't talk about doom and gloom. Let's talk about let's deal with the aspirations of the American people, not with the concerns and fears, but the aspirations and dreams.
Now, what do you think about this announcement about these 8 senators coming together on a framework for immigration reform?
I'll be honest with you, John. I'm on my way to Olympia, and
I read it
every morning. I haven't had a chance above and beyond the bottom of the hour news and what you were saying before the bottom of the hour news. I haven't seen it, but I'll say this. I believe we need to reform immigration, but if we're going to do it, let's do it all. I find the idea of a lottery where we randomly pick 50,000 names from around the world to come to America totally absurd. Mm-hmm. The idea that in Upper Volta or in Borneo, you walk into a tavern and buy a lottery ticket and then get a ticket to America. Absurd.
Right.
Our immigration policy should be focused on people with skills and talents who are coming to America to build a better America. And I include agricultural workers in that because that's a skill and a talent.
Yep.
But we need to find a way to do it that protects our national security, and it's fair and it's legal, and provides us with the labor we need. In the same way that Microsoft needs engineers, well, let's work out a system that's fair. Let's do away with stuff like the silly lottery.
Well said, Chairman Wilba. Kirby Wilbur, joining me here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Always great hearing your voice, Kirb.
Same here. Thanks so much, John. Have a great day.
We've got to stop being the stupid party. And I'm serious. It's time for a new Republican Party that talks like adults. It's time for us to articulate our plans and our visions for America in real terms.